An article published in National Geographic's magazine in 1999 announced the discovery in China of a fossil known as Archaeoraptor. The report contained evolutionist indoctrination along the lines of, in the same way that we can be certain that human beings are mammals, so we may be sure that birds are theropods. Theropods are a kind of dinosaur, and the fossil discovered was depicted as definitive proof of the idea that birds evolved from dinosaurs. This species, which was said to have lived around 125 million years ago, was given the name Archaeoraptor leongensis. Fictitious illustrations in the magazine depicted dinosaurs covered in feathers, leaping into the air and then beginning to fly by growing wings. Yet this fossil, announced to the accompaniment of great fanfare by National Geographic, soon turned into a source of terrible embarrassment for the magazine, known for its pro-Darwinist stance. In fact, the fossil did not belong to a species exhibiting both bird and dinosaur characteristics, as National Geographic had claimed. Although the fossil had a beak with teeth and a bird-like body, its tail resembled that of a dinosaur known as the dromaeosaur. The fossil was actually a hoax. It had been deliberately assembled from more than one fossil in such a way as to give the impression of representing a supposed intermediate form and used as evidence for evolution. Evolutionists had learned nothing from the Piltdown Man affair, in which an orangutan and human bones had been assembled together, and this time portrayed a hoax fossil put together from dinosaur and bird bones as proof of evolution. Thank you.